Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody, one more time, just lift up your voice and ask the Lord, Lord, visit me again in this service. Visit me in this service. Visit me in this service. Father, we present ourselves to you again. Let this service answer to his name. Send us your word of sanctification. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please, if you are a believer in the house, say a loud amen. Amen. Father, let this service answer to his name. Glorify Jesus in our midst. Let the piercing word of your word with fire go forth, purifying every soul again in this service. Let the fire of your word answer for vengeance for everyone. Let no sickness survive your presence today. Let no captivity survive your presence today. Let the bound be loosed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Heal the sick in our midst. Deliver the oppressed in our midst. And let this service answer for each and every one. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please say loud, amen. Amen. Welcome your neighbor to the left and right. You're welcome to church. God will do you good as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And I said hallelujah. Amen. It shall be your service indeed. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Understanding the pathways to sanctification, part 2, is a series of teaching we began to look at last week. We're advancing. And now we are in part 2. Amen. Today is our anointing service. And we're going to be partaking of the anointing for vengeance. And I want your heart to be very open, because I know this service is your service. If that is you, you say loud amen. Amen. Psalm 23 and verse 3. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Why do I need sanctification? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. The foundation of the law standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let him that name, the name of Christ, depart from what? Iniquity. Verse next. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. 21. Please read with me. It's on the screen. One to go, everyone. If any man purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared for every good works. The Lord bless the reading of his word in our heart. Amen. If any man purges himself, so it is not God that purges us. Sanctification is a personal responsibility. All our inheritance are accessible and deliverable on the platform of sanctification. All our inheritance, all our inheritance are accessible and deliverable on the platform of sanctification. If any man purges himself from these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, prepared unto good works. Can you see that? Everything in the kingdom answers on the platform of sanctification. Acts 20 and 32. Brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you. Can you see that? Your inheritance among what? All them which are sanctified. He said all, and then he qualified it, the sanctified. So only the sanctified have access to the inheritance. Now watch how he plays. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Please follow me quickly, watch. Hear what the Bible says. Quickly, please, media. It says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. So sanctification is what? The will of God. Somebody say it's the will of God. Louder you can say it's the will of God. The loudest you can say it's the will of God. That you should abstain from fornication, the things that defiles. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. So sanctification is the will of God. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36. Hebrews 10 and 36. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Please, let's read this on the screen. Everybody want to go. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. When do you receive the promise? What is the will of God? When you receive the promise? When do you receive the promise? What is the will of God? If your neighbor is not talking, then they are not following the class. They must be somewhere else. Look at the mouth of your neighbor. When do you receive the promise? When do you receive the promise? They are even showing you the answer in the thing, and you are still failing. God will forgive you. When do you receive the promise? What is the will of God? When do you receive the promise? What is the will of God? Can you now see the reason why you can claim the promise and not get it? There are many people in church who are claiming promises. The promise is not what we claim. We position ourselves to do the will, and then the promises come automatically. Watch. That is why Matthew 6:33 said, pay attention, seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God and, can you see that? And what happens? Shall be. Every time you are in the will, you don't pray for the promise. They're automatic. So stop looking for promises to claim. Position yourself to do the will, and that will is your sanctification. Thank you, Jesus. For instance, your prayers cannot be answered without sanctification. Isaiah 59 verse 1. The hand of the Lord is not short that he can't reach us. His ears are not deaf that he can't hear us. Verse 2, he said, your iniquity. Your iniquity has separated you. Can you see that? Between you and God. That's why God is not hearing. Not that you are not praying, but something is blocking it. Psalm 66 and verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Period. Please, let's position ourselves in the will of God so that the promises can be automatic. Lord, I want to prosper. No. It's not a prayer subject. It's an action. Proverbs 28:13. He that covereth his sin cannot prosper, no matter how he pray. So you can't harass God with your prayer. God will never bless the crooked. Never. There was a man. His name was called Job. Job chapter 1 verse 1. An upright man. A perfect man. A man that eschewed evil. Can you see that? What is this man? Verse 2 and verse 3. Look at it. And he had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 3. This man, the last part of it, was the greatest of all the men in the east. God will never prosper the crooked. Prosperity. You can walk all your life. I'm telling the truth. You just be sweating. You'll be sweating. If it is God's prosperity you need, you must subject your life to sanctification. So stop playing games. He's the ancient of days. You can't break his rank. Stop playing games. God does not accept everything and anything. Romans 12 and verse 1 and verse 2. I'm showing you what sanctification does to you so that you can see it very well. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present what? Your body. Choir, thank you for your ministration. Please, let's clap for the choir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your ministration. They were in the spirit, as if they knew we would quote the scripture. A what? A living sacrifice. How? Holy. And what? Acceptable before God. Which is what? Which is what? Which is what? Which is what? So listen to me. You can be an usher. And if you are a gossiper, God is not seeing you as an usher. You are wasting your time in church. I'm telling you the truth. You can be a sanctuary keeper, but yet your body is all kinds. And you are wondering why God is not blessing. Didn't they say, if I serve the Lord my God, he will bless? No, he does not bless the crooked. Present your body. Somebody say, my body. Help me tap your neighbor. Say, it's your body first. It's your body first. Malachi chapter 3 verse 3. Malachi 3 verse 3. Thank you, Jesus. Please, are you with me today? Are you with me? Are you sure you are with me? Tap your neighbor and say, are you with Pastor this morning? In case we have switched off. Say, I thought they said the pastor will pray and blessing will just come. Which one is he saying again? This is the blessing. This is the blessing. And he shall sit as a refiner's fire and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and pot them as gold and silver so that they can offer unto God what? An offering in righteousness. So even your offering answer to sanctification. But they say giving, 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 giving. I've been giving, giving, giving. God does not need your money. Are you catching that now? If you gave offering today and you stole the money, you have reported yourself to Jesus. And you know what Jesus said? He said the curse of the law is in the hands of the thief. Even the sacrifice must be in what? Righteousness. So tell me, what can you do in this kingdom without righteousness? Nothing. That is why I read that scripture, 2 Timothy 2:19. The foundation of the Lord standard is all the foundation. You can't do anything. You can't change that fundamental. Is to depart from what? Iniquity. Depart so you can arrive. Depart, leave it, so that you can arrive at the destiny that God has ordained for you. Don't give yourself to the devil. He does not have your interest in mind. Somebody say, I hear. Louder, you can say, I hear. And the loudest, you can say, I hear. Let me show you another scripture. Psalm chapter 34, verse 17. Look at what the Bible says. It says, the angel of the Lord. Psalm 34, please. Check verse 7, please. The angel of the Lord round and compassed them that fear him. And what will they do? What will they do? Lord, deliver me. Do you fear God? Lord, deliver me. Do you fear God? Look at verse 19 of that scripture. 34:19, if I'm not mistaken. Check it. Everybody read. 1, 2, go. Deliverance answers to the righteous, not to any Don, Dick, and Harry in church. Lord, deliver me. Are you a righteous man? Because you are not a candidate for one. You can't be an enemy of God and expect God to help you. If you hear, say, I hear. I see grace being released. I say, I see grace being released. Psalm 45 and verse 7. Psalm 45 and verse 7. If you're again with me, say loud, amen. Psalm 45 verse 7. Everybody read, 1, 2, go. It's on the screen. Thou lovest righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellow. You cannot be anointed until you are righteous. Lord, anoint me. Anointing answers to sanctification. As a matter of fact, when you read Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9 and verse 8. He said, let your garment be white and your head lack no oil. If your body can be white, garment means your body. Wear garment of holiness. The anointing will never be dry in your life. So the anointing does not only answer to prayer. It answers to sanctification. If you hear, say, I hear. I see grace coming upon you. Why again do I need sanctification? I need sanctification because heaven is real and hell is real. Heaven is real and hell is real. John 14, 1 to 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Verse 2. He said, if we're not so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go, verse 3, to prepare a place. And if I go to prepare the place, I will come again. And what? Receive you to myself. There is a mansion for you and for me. We will not miss it. Amen. Somebody say loud, amen. Amen. Say, I will not miss it. Say, I will not miss it. Louder you can, I will not miss it. Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 40 to 41, particularly verse 41, he said, then he said unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cast into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So I told them in the first service, we know who hell is for, and we know who heaven is for. Are you with me? Who is heaven for? Who is heaven for? Heaven. Why would you say heaven is for the devil? Listen now. You are in the teaching. Who is heaven for? For the righteous. Who is hell for? Devil and what? Ask your neighbor, are you an angel of the devil? And then ask your neighbor, are you a devil? Are you afraid of your neighbor? Particularly those of you who put dark glasses. I wonder why you are putting dark glasses inside church when there's no sun. There's no challenge. Look at the person in the front. Say, are you the, are you a devil? In their dark glasses, are you a devil? Maybe you are a CID. You are a chief protocol officer. Praise the Lord. So if you go to hell, you chose to go there because Jesus never prepared it for you. You know, I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm the pastor. If you chose to go to hell, you decided to go there. Please, don't blame anybody. Jesus said, listen, if Jesus knew that we can't get there, he wouldn't go and prepare it. God hates waste. Why would Jesus go and prepare heaven for heaven me and you can't make? Think about it. Why will he go and prepare in heaven? Someone said, nobody can get to heaven. It's not true. Abraham is there. Two of us. We learned that Abraham is there. True of us. We learned that Abraham is there. And Abraham was the typical human being. He doesn't have two heads. And then we claim to say Abraham blesses our mind. So if Abraham got there, I will also get there. Tell your neighbor, I'm getting there. I don't know about you. Tell your neighbor, I'm already there. I don't know about you. And no devil can take me out of it. So you better wake up. Like Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19 said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. It's the same way I set before you hellfire and heaven. Choose, oh, and don't blame anybody for where you go at the end of the day. Don't blame. What did I say? I said in the first service, a lot of people live life as if everything ends here. No. Everything does not end here. There is a life after death, sir. There's a life after death. Wake up. And you only have one to live. You don't have a spare life. It is appointed unto man once to live. Hebrews 9:23. Once! You don't have a spare life. So live this one to please God. So that you make it there. In case you are not aware, the second coming, I don't know and you don't know. And it can be today. So in case you think you have time, you don't have time. You don't. It can be anytime, any day. So live each day as if it is the last. Because one day, it will be the last. I repeat myself again. Live each day as if it is the last, because one day it will be the last. One day everybody will have the last day, the last hour, the last minute, the last seconds, and the last minute seconds, and it will be gone. I know you pray for long life, but you don't know how long you will live. You don't. I'm not putting fear in you. I'm only telling you to be alert. Most people who died by accident, they didn't plan for it. They didn't. But they are facing their maker based on what they have lived their life. Wake up! Wake up, my brother. Wake up, my sister. Heaven is real. Also, hell is real. Thank you, Jesus. Sanctification is non-negotiable. Somebody say non-negotiable. If heaven is your desire, sanctification is non-negotiable. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11. The Bible says, don't you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, infeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Carry on. He said, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit. You see, he gave us the condition. Don't be deceived. Don't let any pastor, non-pastor, tell you anything. They can't change the Bible. They didn't write it. Even the pastor is preaching, me, I will stand before God. You will stand before God. All of us, we face him. So you now come and say, oh, because my pastor said, Jesus has forgiven all my forward sin, even the one I see in the future. So grace has covered it all, to make you feel good. And you are swimming in sin. Then Jesus now came and met you swimming in the sin. Jesus will say, well, my thing cover you all. Yeah, join me. No. He said, if any man be in Christ, is what? A new creature. All things are what? If it has not passed, then you are not new yet. Then you are not new. Look at that scripture. Let's read verse 10 of it. 1 Corinthians 6. Let's read verse 11. 1 Corinthians 6, 11. 1 Corinthians 6, 11. He said, and such were some of you, past tense, where it has to be a past tense, but now you are washed, now you are sanctified, now you are justified. So live that way. Don't go back to those things. I want to read the New Living Translation like I did in the first, just to make some emphasis. Let's see it, please. New Living. Don't you realize? New Living, please. Verse 9. If you can, New Living Translation. Verse 9. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be fooled. Those who indulge in sexual sins or who worship idols or who commit adulteries or male prostitutes or practice homosexuality. Can you see that? Thieves. Greedy people. I said, me, I don't do homosexuality. But are you greedy? Is they there? Is there? That's what I meant. Or drunkards. Or abusive people. You abuse yourself, you abuse your wife, you abuse your children, is a condition. Say, no, me, I don't do anything, but you're abusing people. Or cheat people. You cheat people. You cheat your boss. You cheat everyone. You know what you are doing. None of this will inherit the kingdom of God. Period. Somebody say, I receive grace. Can I make it? Yes. Are you catching that now? Because God will not ask us to do what he has not empowered us for. Somebody say, yeah. 1 John 5 and verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment. And his commandment are not grievous. Say with me, I have the power. Louder, you can. I have the power to please God. You have it. 1 Timothy 1:15 and 16. He that called you is holy. Therefore be holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So may I have the power. Louder, you can say, I have the power. Therefore, don't lose eternity because of earthly pleasures and opportunities. Remember, life does not end here. Mark 8 and 36. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? All the money, I will get the money by force, by fire. You got the money, but you miss heaven. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. The rich man could not get there. The Bible told us he was in hell burning and he cried. He cried, please send forth the prophet. Let them go and tell my family where I am burning. He had money but could not buy himself out of hell. Please, let's be careful. Let's be careful. 1 Corinthians 15:19. If only in this life we have this hope. He said, we have all men most miserable. Please, life does not end here. Help me remind your neighbor again. Life does not end here. What are the pathways to sanctification? Having known why I need to be sanctified, how do I get there? One, engage the power of the blood. Somebody say the blood. Louder they can say the blood. Zechariah 9:11-12. As for thee also, by the blood of the covenant, 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 I have set the prisoner out of the pit. Anything that wants to hold you in the pit, you can use the blood. I will never forget. I won't mention his name. Addicted to smoking of all kinds. Learn the power of the blood and the communion. When the thing is moving him, this my guy will carry communion and put it in his mouth and say, Satan, let me see how you will get me to take this thing. He kept at it until that demon of smoking said, all right, I give up on you. A lot of people don't know how to use the weapon they have. They are giving excuses. If you will use the blood to fight that defiling spirit, the same way you are using the blood to fight sickness, why not use it to fight sin? Hebrews 9:14. The blood can purge your conscience from dead works. The blood. The blood. Let's take advantage of the weapons we have. These are the weapons of our warfare. 2 Corinthians 10:3. They are mighty in God. 3 and 4. They are mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. The blood can pull down addiction, sir. I'm telling you the truth. No! You can't kill me. No, you can't. I plead the blood of Jesus over my eye. I plead the blood of Jesus. Use the blood, my brother. It works. I'm challenging you. Use the blood. You have been doing all kinds. Use the blood now. Power in the blood. Have you not heard that song before? There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, use the blood. Use the blood. The only time we use the blood is when there is accident. Use the blood. If that girl come to your house, say, blood of Jesus. Because the girl will say, hey, who is this one? I say, blood of Jesus. You won't kill me before my time. I'm not Samson. You won't kill me. Say, hey. I say, have your seat. You are fine. Yeah, I know. That's how you approach sin. That's why sin is killing you. Plead the blood. Plead the blood. Plead the blood. We must be aggressive about this thing. You are in a battlefield, my brother. There's a battle over your life. If they told something that when you sleep with Delilah, you will see again, you think you will not wake up? Satan won't tell you what you will miss until when you start missing it. Lord, have mercy. I heard of a story. It's pathetic. Pathetic. A Christian brother married and a sister in church. He is married though and was hiring a sister. Not knowing that that girl was an incarnate of the devil. Going about destroying men. She was carrying full-blown HIV and she won't tell anybody. Slept with a married man. And the same married man sleeping with the wife. What devil? I curse that devil. And listen to me, in case you are here and you are an agent of the devil, today, if you don't repent, the fire of God will so destroy your life. Even me, I can't pick it. I'm telling you the truth. Do you know there are people who come to church for the purpose to bring people down? Man, young brother, open your eyes, oh.
In case you are just looking at every girl in church, wake up! There are some demons in church, sir, in case you don't know. I'm telling you now. If you like, don't know, be laughing. I'm telling you now. There are some, I don't know why I'm pointing at you, but there are some demons in church. There are some demons in church. I was a young man. One came to me the other time as a young man. Brother, I want to see you. I said, I don't want to see you. Brother, I want to see you. I said, I don't want to see you. Brother, I want to see you. I don't want to see you. We finished our service. Before I got home, she was already in my house. I asked my twin sister, what's this lady doing here? He said, well, she said she just wanted to come and greet me. I said, no. I called my twin sister to the house. I called her to the side. Come now, follow me. Why are you moving? I called her to the side. I said, this girl, I don't want her in our house. I have a future. Are you catching that now? Yes. So go and tell her she's not welcome in our house. Clean. Yes, pure. Yes, blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. That's how people overcome. Blood of Jesus. You are too weak. You are too accommodating. That's why it's overpowering you. Use the blood. I don't want to share. That story is pathetic. That Christian sister died. Yeah. She's no more. Life story. And you know what? The guy knew he had AIV and was using medication. But because of he would not want to tell his wife he's cheating, the wife was dying with HIV. What a devil. Let me say this to all my sisters. You can quote me anywhere. If your husband is cheating, please use protection before you sleep with him. Pastor Matthew said so. Otherwise, you will carry infection. No? Pastor Matthew said, quote me anywhere. I will say it. You know you are flimpering about. You are carrying all kind of disease and you are bringing it to the house. And you still be telling the woman, you are a demon. You are a demon. What kind of wickedness is this? Where do we come from? Where do we get this thing from? This is not to be mentioned in the church. Not in the body of Christ. And it's vice versa. There are women that are looking for men. Everywhere. And if you are here, God will catch you. I won't mention the name. In one of my former stations, the young girl tell me, I only follow married men. I said, what do you mean? He said, that's all I do. Married men. I don't go for all these small, small boys. All these single boys, they call you small, small boys. I said, you are talking to me as a resident pastor, and I'm talking to you that this thing you are doing is wrong. He said, pastor, I don't care. Sir, live, I'm telling you, live. I said, you are a demon. You will leave this church. You will leave this church. Oh, you will leave this church. What devil? You see, let me say this to you. A lot of us, we are very innocent. But there are people, they are not. They are looking for, they are calculating it. Do you know Delilah calculated something? There are people like that, in case you are not waking up. You are enjoying yourself, but they are calculating your fall. What was I teaching first? Let's go back to the teaching. Sorry. Oh, Jesus. I'm speaking out of passion. I had that news this week. It was painful. It was tears. How can a daughter of Christ die just like that? Because of the evil spirit and nature of a man who claims to say he's a child of God. So please plead the blood. Somebody say, I will plead the blood. What else should you do? Number two, maintain fellowship with the saints. Maintain fellowship. These are solution precaution to help you live sanctified life. Psalm 84 verse 7. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them that appeareth in Zion. I said, every time we come to church,
We are coming through what we call the service station. That is why sometimes you say, I'm going to service. Because church is coming to service. When a car goes to service, what happens to that car? It becomes more better in performance. It becomes more better. And one of the things that happens in church is that we go through what we call the blood of sprinkling. According to Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 24, one of the things that happen in church is that the Bible says we partake of the blood of sprinkling. You check that in verse 24. The blood of sprinkling. The blood of sprinkling that speaks better. And blood washes us. So we partake of that. Please don't substitute church. Don't. We are in the days of online worship. It's not a substitute. It's only a supplement. In these last days, the Bible says, forsake not the assemblies of ourselves. Hebrews 10:25. For some manner have become like that. You cannot survive the devil outside the church. I'm telling you the truth, my brother. This thing that does not make you feel like you need to come for midweek service or you need to go to WSF. I don't know. I don't do all those things. I'm not a churchy person. Okay. Did you write the Bible? Wake up. You didn't write the Bible. One of the prescriptions for winning the devil is gathering in Zion. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Obadiah 1, verse 17 and verse 18. Please take advantage of Zion. In Zion, we encounter the word. John 15, 3. The Bible says you are sanctified by the word. Sometimes you come to church. You are down. You hear the word. Something picks up in your life. True of us. Nobody prayed for you. That's what happens. But here are you. You fellowship on your gadget. By the time you have been in your gadget, you have gone to your kitchen 5 times. Is that fellowship? And in a world where people are not disciplined, where immediately people go online, maybe they should stop all the things that will distract them, but they will not. They will be online at the same time they will be on other online. Now listen to me. God does not hate the internet. But the internet that will not make you serve God, what has it become? It has become a trap of the devil. Wake up. Young men and young women, wake up. Please pay attention to WSF. Pay attention. Pay attention. It's not where small men go. It's where people who want to live an overcomer's life go. Midweek. Sunday services. It's not because we want to see your face. It's because it's part of the prescription for your sanctification. Take it serious. Next, engage the name of Jesus. Engage what? Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved. Use the name. Philippians 2:9-11. Next, flee from all traps or appearances of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from all appearances. Abstain. Abstain. Stay away. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee. 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 He didn't say pray. He said flee. 1 Timothy 6 verse 10 all the way to 12. Look at this. The love of money is the root of all evil. Some converted it and they have erred from the faith. Loving money more than God will take you out of the faith. Look at what he said in verse 11. But O man of God, flee from these things. And when do you flee? Follow the after. Follow righteousness. Follow godliness. Flee. Flee and flee. Another word for flee means run away. You didn't write the Bible. Don't lie to yourself. You too, you know, immediately you see the guy, you start blushing. Run now. Run.
Whether you blush or you rush, whatever it is. But as long as you know, immediately I come in contact with this thing, it makes me start feeling funny. What do you do? Run from that thing. Don't go and look at it again. I said in the first service, you may make a mistake to see it the first time. But to look at it the second time is no longer a mistake. It's now a conscious step. Somebody came to gossip. Mistake first. But the person come again. It can't be a mistake. Now you say, no, sorry. I don't talk about people here. If you're talking about people, please leave that for me. My ear is for the word, not for gossip. Somebody say, I hear. 2 Timothy 2:22. Youth, Gen Z, hear this. 2 Timothy 2:22. He says, flee also youthful lust. There's all kind of lust in our world today. All kinds. Young people are on all kinds of things. But I see grace answering for us. The cost of godliness. What do I stand to lose if I walk in ungodliness? Number one, it will block your access to supernatural breakthrough. You just find out that you are no longer breaking through. You are breaking down. Proverbs 1:23. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3. Number two, it blocks your access to wisdom. Wisdom from God. Wisdom from God. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You just lose capacity to think right. And let me say this to you. This is one of the things that iniquity does. When you keep doing something all along, a time will come, it will become normal. You won't see bad again in it. It will now become normal. That's now called foolish thinking. You won't find yourself there. It brings shame and reproach. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. May sin not be your reproach. Please say a loud amen. Amen. And four, it will block our access to eternity, as we have said. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 11. Please note on this subject that the mind is the battlefield. Somebody say the mind is the battlefield. Louder, you can say the mind is the battlefield. James chapter 1, verse 13 to 16. Let's read. James 1, 13 to 16. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. Can you see that? For God cannot tempt with evil, neither tempt he any man. Next. But every man is tempted when? When he is drawn to what? His own lust and enticed. That is where the battle is. Your lust, your mind. That is where the battle is. Mark 7:21-23. Is a noun from within, out of the heart of a man, proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, foolishness, blaspheming, pride. 23. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So what must we do? We must begin to fight the battle in our mind. Cast down anything going on in your mind, because whatever crossed your mind is about to cross your life. Stephen Covey put it this way, as I quoted in the first service. He says, sow a thought, you reap an action. Sow an action, you reap an habit. Sow an habit, you reap a character. Sow a character, you reap a destiny. So your destiny is a function of your thoughts. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Beware of what you are thinking. Cast down evil imagination. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 and verse 6. Cast down evil imagination.
Victory is determined first in the mind. Cast down evil imagination. Every thought you don't reject will settle in your life. Every thought you don't reject, it will settle. It is first imagination before it becomes action. If you want to stop the action, stop the imagination. Philippians 4:8. I like this. Hear what he said. Philippians 4 and verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, they are pure, they are lovely, they are good reports, they have virtue, they can be praised. Now listen, if I see what you are thinking, can I clap on for you? That's what it means. If God will show us what is in your mind now, that's why only God sees our mind. Some of us, the mind is too dirty. I mean dirty. So you need to flush it. Anything that is not good report, don't think it. Don't think it. I bind every evil thought. It's what every Christian should do. Bind the thought. I bind you. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. Somebody say, I receive grace. Please say it louder. Amen. As we get up to pray, it's our covenant day of vengeance. Please note these few things and then we'll begin to pray. According to Luke 18, verse 7 and 8, very profound thing is said there. Let's check it out. It says, how shall God not avenge his own elect, which crieth day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Somebody say elect. Please say louder, say elect. Elect. Verse next. He said, I shall avenge them what? Speedily. So vengeance is the exclusive right of the redeemed. Romans 12:19. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. So every battle against your life and my life and your destiny and my destiny, God's vengeance will strike today. Amen. Please say loud, amen. Amen. You know, they were speaking about this man in Matthew 13, verse 25. Why this man slept, he said, the enemy came and sowed evil seeds. So anywhere you see evil, it is the enemy that sowed it. Verse 28, he said, an enemy has done this. An enemy. Whatever the enemy has done in any of our life, by the power of his vengeance, they shall be cleared of the way. Amen. Please say a louder amen. Amen. Don't forget, it was not Pharaoh that the children of Israel were fighting. It was the God of Egypt. You see that in Exodus 12, verse 12 to 14. God was speaking there that I will bring one more plague and one vengeance against the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all their God. So there is a God behind those things. There is a spirit that is sponsoring those physical things. But today, the judgment of God will strike. I didn't hear your loud amen. Amen. I said, I didn't hear your loud amen. Amen. I said, I didn't hear your loud amen. Amen. I said, I didn't hear your loud amen. Amen. Look at this scripture. Psalm 94 verse 1 and verse 2. We are going to read it together. And you can pay attention to the screen as the media put it for us. Media, please go ahead. Let's read church 1, 2, go. Oh Lord, God, to whom what? Vengeance belongeth. Oh Lord, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show, would you want to say, Lord, show thyself? Louder, you can say, Lord, show thyself. And the loudest you can say, Lord, show thyself. As God will show up on your behalf, any spirit of defilement shall be cursed this morning. Please say louder, amen. Please say the loudest, amen.
Please say the loudest amen. Amen. Please say the loudest amen. Amen. Every force that wants to cut you down shall be cut off your life. Every force that wants to hold you down shall be broken out of your life. Every bondage that wants to tie you down shall be taken off your life. Psalm chapter 7. Psalm 7, verse 9 to 11. I want us to read these scriptures and then we are turning them to prayer. Psalm 7, verse 9. Please read together, one to go. Oh, let the wicked of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the heart and the reins. Verse 10, please. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Verse 11. God judge the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked. Rise up on your feet. God is what? Angry with what? The wicked. How long?
Every day.
How long?
Every day.
How long?
Every day.
Last scripture. Isaiah 63 and verse 4. Isaiah 63 and verse 4. Quickly, please. Let's read one to go. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeem is come. Say with me, this year is my year. Louder, you can say, this year is my year. You know, you have whatever you say. Say, this year is my year. And the God of vengeance will show up for me today. So anything that does not want the year to answer for you, vengeance must answer. I thought your amen will hit the roof. Say with me, vengeance must answer. Now, including those demonic habits. Lord, let your vengeance answer for me. Oh God of vengeance, show up. The enemy must not keep having a free day. This spirit must not continue. This evil must not continue. Are you with me in this service? Lift up your voice and begin to pray. This thing must not continue. This evil must not continue. This stagnation must not continue. You are the one that will open your mouth to pray. Every area. And please start from your spiritual life. Anything that wants to defile my spiritual life, I come against you today. I come against you today. Lord God of vengeance, arise. 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 Please pray that prayer. Pray the prayer. And pray that prayer. Arise. God of vengeance, arise. God of vengeance, arise. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in my life. Let the force of evil come to an end in my life. Arise. God of vengeance. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Lord, this nature, by the blood of Jesus, you must stop. Every filthy garment on my destiny, you are rolled away. You are rolled away. You are rolled away. Let God arise and let my enemies be scattered. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. It's you and your destiny. Please pray. Lord, arise and let my enemy be scattered. This nature must not put me down. Every negative statement in my life, in my family, no more. This is my year. This is my year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please say louder, amen.
Amen.
Say the loudest amen, please.
Amen.
When God fights for you, you hold your peace. If you really want to enter peace, you have to allow God to do the fight. And that's what God wants to do for you and me today. But like we said, God does not avenge for everybody. God only avenges for his elect. I want you to search your heart, please. This is a time of reflection. Can you truly say,
You are an elect. Who is an elect? One that has accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. One that have totally surrendered to Jesus. I want to pray for anybody who's in this service. Please, again I say, you see, the word of God does not condemn us. No. What the word does is that the word shows you who you are. That's what the Bible says. If we say we have not sinned, we are liars and we deceive ourselves. The word of God shows you who you are. Now the Bible says, if you confess and forsake, 1 John 1, verse 7 and 8, it said it's faithful and just to forgive. When you hide it, you have allowed the devil to have a free day. But when you expose it and you come before God, what you have done is that you have opened up for total deliverance. Jesus showed us that example. Did you notice? Jesus never died in secret. If you want true transformation, you can't do it in the secret. You have to do it in the open. I want to therefore plead with you. Search your heart. I want to pray for anyone and say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. Please, wherever you are, you come towards the altar, we'll be praying for you. You take a bold step. God is speaking to you. Please take a bold step. Come and meet me in the altar. You are blessed. They're already coming. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Please come. Just as I am with one word, please, if you know that song, sing it. Just as I am with one word, just as I am, worship thou bidst. Please, you can come. God bless you, those of you who are coming. Just clap hands for Jesus. Clap hands for Jesus. Please come. God bless you. God bless you. He's not condemning you. He's giving you opportunity. You are a young man. You are a young woman. Elderly person, wherever you are, please come forward. Let's pray with you. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. When you expose the devil, he loses his power over you. That's how to get your victory. Please come. Please come. Please come. I'm begging you. Come. We don't know what tomorrow holds. You are coming. Lord, I surrender. I surrender. But I'm coming as I am. I'm not a perfect person, but I'm sincere. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. Please come. Church, help me give Jesus a big hand of praise. Just give Jesus a big hand of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everyone in front, put your right hand on your chest. Please, I'm about to pray. But listen to what is going on in your heart. There are some of you right now. Something tells you to come forward, but you are still there at the back. No, don't do that to your destiny. Don't. That is the voice of God. Satan will never tell you to come forward. I can tell you the truth. Satan will tell you to stay there because he wants to keep you down and bound. Please hear the voice of God. Take a bold step. I'm about to pray. Now, wherever you are, I'm waiting for you in a moment. A bold step. Get down to front, church. Let's clap hands for that man, person that still needs to get down here. Please come. Please come. God bless you. Well done. You are doing the right thing. Any lady out there, do the right thing. Get down. Get down. Your life will never remain the same again. I can tell you the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put your right hand on your chest. Everyone in front. We're going to pray a simple prayer. Please, I want you to know, those of us in front, you are not the worst, but you are the most sincere people in this hall right now. Jesus loves sincere people. And I want to thank you for being sincere. Say this simple prayer with me and mean it from your heart. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Louder you can, Lord Jesus. I come to you today in total repentance of my sins and my wrongs. I cannot help myself. I am not a perfect person, but I need your help and I need your forgiveness. Lord Jesus, with your precious blood, cleanse me, clean me, and make me a child of God. I receive the power to live for you all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. I want to pray for you, Father. Thank you for everyone in front. Lord, they have been sincere. I pray by the power of their sincerity, give them that power to now live for you all the days of their life. Let them not go back again to those old lives. From today, let the new life begin to reflect in them. And just as we have said, when their time on earth is over, grant them the grace to make it to heaven. We give you the prayers and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Church, please say a loud amen. Amen. Great decision you have made, sirs and masters. Please open your eyes. You're going to go with our kingdom friends. Our pastor will be addressing you and they will help you and give you one or two resources with the decision that you have just made so that your journey will be helped from now. God bless you. If you want to go with them, church, clap your hands for them, please, as they go. Thank you, Lord. We want to take your bottle of oil everywhere you are and we are going to anoint ourselves. This anointing today is an anointing of vengeance. Somebody say anointing of vengeance. Louder you can say anointing of vengeance. The loudest you can say the anointing of vengeance. As the power of God comes on you by this anointing, every filthy garment that is placed upon our life shall be rolled away. Filthy habits, filthy nature, filthy actions, filthy character, by the power of God they shall be broken. The Bible says the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of what? Every yoke of sin shall be destroyed by the anointing. Every yoke of the enemy shall be destroyed by the anointing. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe in the power, in the anointing. I believe in the power and in the anointing. As I anoint myself today, let the Spirit of the Lord come upon me afresh. And by this Spirit, let every defiling spirit in my life be destroyed. Let every negative habit in my life be destroyed. Let every force of the enemy in my life be destroyed. By this anointing, let vengeance answer for me. Vengeance in the camp of my enemy and victory in my camp. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is buying and selling that is not of God in my life, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my destiny, comes under the judgment of God. Say louder, amen. Now I decree the content of your bottle is blessed. And as the oil comes on you, the power of God rests upon each and everyone. Every defiling forces is broken by the power of God. I thought I would hear your louder, amen. Every addiction, affliction, restriction, limitation, they are broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. It says, whosoever the Spirit of God set free is free indeed. By this anointing, I decree you free indeed. From today, you walk in total liberty. In the name of Jesus, as you anoint yourself, vengeance will answer in the camp of your enemy. Vengeance answer in the camp of your enemy. Vengeance answer in the camp of your enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. Take the anointing on your head with faith and begin to decree by the power in the oil, the vengeance answer for me against all form of defilement, all powers of the devil. Vengeance for me. Vengeance over evil force, evil thoughts, evil powers, evil acts. You are judged today by the power of the Holy Ghost. I receive my freedom. I receive my liberty. And begin to celebrate God. Begin to thank God. Vengeance over sickness. Vengeance over disease. Right now, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Choir, sing us a victory song. Just go ahead. Sing us a victory song. Everybody celebrate your victory.
Thank God has done it.
God has done it. God has done it.
Jehovah,
thank you,
great
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for fighting my battle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jehovah, great
thank you,
thank you for fighting my battle.
Thank you, Lord.
Jehovah, great
we give you praise.
Thank you for fighting my battle.
Thank you.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.